In Daniel chapter 4, the order is about to be given for Nebuchadnezzar to lose his kingdom and his mind. Listen to the command from heaven now in Daniel 4, verse 16. The Bible says, "Let his heart be changed from that of a man. Let him be given the heart of an animal, and let seven times pass over him." Over the years, institutions of learning have made less and less of a distinction between human beings and animals. I remember being a little bit troubled the first time I heard a teacher say that human beings were a part of the animal kingdom. We were mammals. What bothered me was the way nobody qualified that statement. Nobody said, yes, we're mammals, but we're different than the rest of the mammals. Absolutely no distinction was made between animals and people. Of course, even the most dedicated evolutionary biologist recognizes that somehow we are different from the other forms of life found on planet Earth. But how are we different? We used to say it's because we have a soul and the animals don't. We used to say we go straight to heaven and the animals just die. But the book of Ecclesiastes makes it really obvious that people and animals die exactly the same way. So, then we turn to language. Maybe human beings operate using language and reason, while the animals simply grunt and squeal and operate by instinct. But then we found out that's not exactly true either. Dolphins, pigs, and honeybees seem to have advanced ways of communicating with each other. They have a language. And anybody who has animals will tell you that to some extent, they are capable of thinking about things. Yet, very few people still deny there's a difference. When Nebuchadnezzar lost his mind and started behaving like a cow, everybody knew there was a difference. The king had obviously taken a step down in this world. He'd lost his humanity. The Bible says his heart was changed from that of a man to an animal. See, the Bible teaches that we were created in the image of God. That statement is what sets us apart from the rest of creation. In God's eyes, there is a difference between us and the rest of the living beings on this planet. However, to a large extent, that difference seems to be dependent on our connection to God. Nebuchadnezzar's pride had swollen to unmanageable proportions, and his heart had wandered away from the God who had been so diligently trying to establish a personal relationship with him. So God pulled the plug, and Nebuchadnezzar suddenly found himself on the level of an animal. Of course, that tells us a couple of things. Human beings are capable of quite a few things that animals don't seem to be able to do. I mean, things like pride and arrogance. And so in that regard, if you think about it, Nebuchadnezzar was actually being taken to a higher level, one where creatures still exist to give glory to the Creator. At the same time, God was pulling away the veil and showing us what happens when we try to exist apart from Him. Take a look at the rapid decline in our human civilization over the last few decades and centuries. In a lot of respects, people are reverting to barbarianism and they're losing the refinement and culture that came from knowing God. The more we let go of Him, the more animalistic we become. You know, scientists are going to continue to struggle to pinpoint the real difference between people and animals. We know there's something there, but we have trouble defining it. The answer is found in our special relationship, our intended friendship with the Creator. It's what sets us apart. And it's what gives us a better way to live.